السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دعم البركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful 29th Ramadan morning. Allah Ta'ala bless you and Appa with Afiyat. And Allah Ta'ala accept all your khidmat. حضرة مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa, Southern Africa, is the 29th of Ramadan, 1446. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, we complete and conclude Surah An-Nur, chapter number 24 and verses number 63 and 64. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, informs us, Adabun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the etiquette we must have and what we must show, the utmost reverence, respect for him, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was, who is, who will always be the most beloved, the most precious to all, Mighty Allah Jalla Wala, in the entire universe. La taj'alu du'a al-Rasul baynakum ka du'a ba'dikum ba'da. I can say Salim Kareem, I can say Junaid Khan, they can say Abdul Qadir Hussein. So all that Islamically is permissible. But when it comes to the Master, alayhi salatu salam, la taj'alu du'a ar-Rasul. Do not make the calling of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam among yourselves, baynakum, fa du'a ibadikum ba'da, as you call one another. When we take his name, his name and nami, Isme Grami, it must have, it's compulsory, some honorary titles, and therefore we use words like Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we must show that utmost respect and reverence for him, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today people, even when they write, they disrespect, they just say Muhammad without anything. Unacceptable then. So when we speak and take the name, name, ismigrami, honorable name of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then we must use honorary titles before or after or both the Mubarak name of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Second translation, la taj'alu du'a ar-Rasul. When he, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calls you and commands you to do something, then don't consider it the du'a ibadikum ba'da, like how people command you, I tell you, do this, do that. Here, this is the command and the teaching, preaching of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so therefore it must be given preference. So both translations are acceptable, no problem with that. Now the hypocrites and munafiki, they're sitting in the majlis, in the gathering of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many a time what they would do, قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ. Indeed, verily, all Mighty Allah jalla wa ala know those people, the hypocrites, munafiqeen. يَتَسَلَّلُونَ مِنْكُمْ. They slip away discreetly. You will see many a time we are sitting in the majlis, and then we're sitting at the back deliberately because we want to make the great escape. We want to just slip away and nobody must see us. So that is what is meant, يَتَسَلَّلُونَ مِنْكُمْ. So this hypocrites here, they just slip away discreetly, مِنْكُمْ, from you, the hypocrites. And لِوَاذَا. And the others, they give them protection. They cover them up and so that nobody must know. So that is Diwada, granting them protection and so forth. We know what is the teaching of Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Eid day, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us to read Takbir. Eid day, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us that we should go to the Eidgah as far as possible. So Eid day, Eidul Fitr, we should eat dates before all numbers, before we go to the Eidgah or the Masjid. Now we go deliberately, intentionally, and we oppose the teaching, preaching of him, Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What are the consequences? فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ Hence those people must fear. يُخَالِفُونَ أَمْرِهِ Who oppose his command. The command and teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi wasallam. أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً Lest a calamity, a trial, a tribulation befalls them. So today the Ummah has made the Sunnah so insignificant. They have marginalized it and say it's unimportant. Last night, this morning, I sent out the du'as you must remember for the new moon. How many of us have learned that? Every du'a of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is authentic, we should learn it. Yuhbibkumullah. Then you become the beloved of Almighty Allah jalla wa'ala. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. Chapter 3, verse 31. So أَن تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ Or a painful, terrible, horrible punishment will afflict you. See the Ummah today, what trials they are going through. Allah, behold, I want your attention, undivided attention. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Whatever there is in the heavens, in the earth, in the sky, and the celestial creation, in the land, in the sand, the terrestrial creation, everything belongs only, solely, exclusively to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. It does not belong to America. It does not belong to Israel. It doesn't belong to the Arab pontificated haramis. So remember, it belongs solely, only, exclusively to Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Qad ya'alam. Indeed, He Almighty Allah knows ma antum alayh, what is your condition. Whether you are min ash-shakirin, that you are from those people who are very grateful, or are you min al-kafirin. Kafirin means those who are non-Muslim or those who are ungrateful. So which side of the fence are we? And if we sit on the fence, we are guilty of committing a major, major offense. وَيَوْمَ يُرْجَعُونَ Remember, life is a sojourn. Life is short. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي بَيْنَ السِّتِّينَ وَسَبْعِينَ وَأَقَلُّهُمْ مَنْ يُجَاوِزُ ذَلِكَ Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. The average age of this ummah is between 60 and 70. Very few people go beyond 70. So you look at the ummah today, and then the day will occur. يَوْمَ يُرْجَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ They will be made to return to Him, Almighty Allah, either with their death or either on the Day of Justice. One is Qiyamati Sughra, one is Qiyamati Kubra. مَنْ مَاتَ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ The person passes away and dies, his individual Qiyamat and Day of Justice has started already individually. The Day of Justice when everything shall perish, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهًا Chapter 28, verse 88. Everybody, everything will perish except Him, Almighty Allah. He was, He is, He will always be. He is the only Khalik and Creator and Malik. Everybody, everything else is makhluk. So we need to know. So there will be return to Him. فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا Hence He, Almighty Allah, will inform them what they were doing. Whether it is in Sarra or Dharra, whether it was in good conditions or bad conditions, bil khalwa wal jalwa, in privacy or in public, wallahu bi kulli shay'in alim, and Almighty Allah is all knowing, all aware of what we are doing. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Ya Allah, we completed Surah Nur, which we started beginning of Ramadan. Allah Jalla Wala accept it. Allah bless our parents. Allah bless our teachers. Allah bless Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the Capital Group. They sponsor all these programs. So thousands and thousands of people can benefit. So we cry, we beg Allah Jalla Wala. Oh Allah, this broken, humble effort, accept it in your court. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim should not be just to finish a surah or the Quran Sharif. The aim should be to finish our life in the service of the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Islam, the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the khidmat of al-fiqhul Islami. And these are the primary disciplines and sciences of Islam, all the fatwa, the verdicts and rulings, and regarding Islam and so forth and so on. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we will come to the Saudi moon issue. We will come to our local moon issue just now. So for the time being, we say 29th Ramadan 1446. Remember, I can only use these words. The Israeli pigs, you have understood? Because Allah calls them khinzir. And the American swines, remember, they are responsible for this. Today is Sunday. On Friday night, they murdered and martyred 300 Palestinian children and women. And that was the headlines in the Haaretz newspaper. Yesterday, Saturday night, another 40-50. So it just become another statistic, another number. So we call the Israeli politicians and their defense force the pigs they are. And the American Trump and his administration, the swines they are. Because deliberately they are allowing all this to go on. And they want to capture and occupy Gaza. So these are the haramis, and they want to speak of peace and democracy, human rights. So what, the Palestinians got no rights? So you must remember that our stance is very, very clear. One settler, one bullet, and we will settle issues like that, inshallah. Gideon Levy writes in the Haaretz newspaper today, he says the Israeli media is thriving with racism. Something happens to a Jew, to a Jutla, they will make a big story about it. Something happens to a Palestinian, they will be clapping hands and celebrating and saluting. You can see the double standards of the West. People got the colonial mind nowadays. This is sad, but true, even in the Arab world and Muslim world, that it is embedded and entrenched in their hearts. White is right and the West is the best. So that is not what Islam teaches. We say that the Jews are our worst enemy, the Hindus are our worst enemy, but not every Jew and every Hindu, but majority of them. We say that the Jutlas are the scum of this earth because Allah has cursed them in several places. We call them pigs and swines because Allah does so. Chapter 5, verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. So all might Allah Jalla Wala call them swines and monkeys, and Allah called their rabbis Himar in chapter 62, verse number 5. So we need to know all these issues. We don't have to bootleg anybody or any organization or politician or government. Trump and Israel are waiting for Hamas to surrender and crack. But they're not cracking and they won't surrender, inshallah. Inshallah, Allah will destroy Israel and America. Ajil and ghayra ajil, very, very soon. The latest proposal made to Hamas for ceasefire, Hamas has accepted it. The Haaretz newspaper had mentioned it. Listen to this. I told you the Saudi government are murtad haramis, MBS and them. I told you the UAE government are murtad haramis. And we say it publicly without fear of contradiction. Three Uzbekistan brothers, they killed a rabbi. They send that rabbi to hell. Very good. We got no apology and sympathy for them. Rabbi or Jutla or whatever. First of all, what you doing in a Muslim country, Arab country? So they, the UAE government, MBZ and company, the haramis, murtad, shaitan, remember they executed our three brothers. So of Uzbekistan, Allah Jalla Wala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. They passed away as martyrs, and those who killed them, they murtad haramis. Iran says they don't care about what Trump is trumpeting and talking nonsense. Ukraine, listen to this here. That's what said by ex-senator. So Ukraine and America, U.S. lost 5-0 to Russia. Russia gave them in the political arena. America gave, Russia gave America and Ukraine 5-0, understood? Not in soccer or whatever, that in politics. And this is, you see, Putin is the old hand. Therefore, we support Putin on this issue. They're against Ukraine and America and NATO and so forth. China and Russia strengthening ties, so that's very good. And remember, Russia and India, they have economic ties, business ties are booming, and it went into the billions and billions of dollars, remember that. Myanmar and Thailand, the death toll is gone past 1,600. One student of mine contacted me yesterday, and he said that the epicenter was right next to his house, but he was safe. And they say hundreds of Muslims became martyrs in death. You must remember earthquake. So many mosques were demolished or destroyed and so forth or damaged. Allah, Jalla Wala, have mercy on us. Saudi Arabia today is Eid. You know the moon sum is. Didn't I tell you yesterday? So they will tell you that the moon is sighted, 4.5 of a moon, and way in Tumeir and Sudeir and so. And they got one guy, Mabruk, Mubarak, whatever the shaitan's name is. As soon as the sun sets, while it's setting, he looks in the telescope, he say, I saw it. And in Saudi, once two people say, whether the conditions are favorable or not favorable, is accepted, finished, the judge has to pass the verdict, you see. So the whole Saudi thing is what? Is totally corrupted for the past 30, 40 years and so forth. Anyway, they celebrating Eid, one Morana last night, probably late at night, they say that in Medina, must we celebrate Eid with them? I said, celebrate Eid with them. And because you went halfway there, so you started in South Africa, then the day after Eid, meaning tomorrow or whenever this week, keep one qaza because you get 28 fast. 19,000 mosques and Eidgahs are open in Saudi Arabia today for Eid al-Fitr Salat. And different places, 15 minutes after sunrise, the Eid Salat will continue. Taliban released an American citizen, and she is Madam Faye Hall. So why Taliban are doing this? So that they can get the people off the terrorist list and so forth and so on. And remember the moon in Saudi Arabia. Let's speak quickly about that. So these are the haqa'iq, the truth. So the moon in Saudi Arabia last night at sunset was 4 hours and 37 minutes. So 4.5 hours. Remember, cognizance must be taken of the fact there was a solar eclipse. So even with the telescope, it's impossible to see it and so. But these are Najdis, for whom the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua. These are Wahhabis, our enemies, you must remember that. These are MBS. Lindsey Graham, the politician of America, says the best people to deal with are the Saudis, and they will defeat, remember, radical Islam. So you understood the whole story now? So these are the agents of America and Israel. You Salafis who have sold your soul to the devil. MBS is a pakka murtad harami. And you must remember one of the imams, they said, nobody has the right to criticize him for MBS. You go to hell. As far as I'm concerned, talking nonsense here. So everybody got the right to criticize MBS when he's committing kufr and so forth. No one can tell us that we must go against Quran and Sunnah and public MBS or the Saudi regime. So we must remember that, so that the whole thing is placed upside down. But you are there, so you follow them and the sin is on them. Mbeki criticizes Ibrahim Rasool and says that you had no business there to make all these statements. And remember the chief rabbi, yeah, of the Jutlas in South Africa, he supports Trump. You understood? So you can see which side of the fence he is. They should be expelled, you must remember that. But South Africa and ANC and other bootlickers supplying coal there to Israel. They should kick out all these ambassadors, close the soldiers, close the Israeli embassy and kick them out. That's what they should do. Moon in South Africa, so 30 hours, so make dua. We see it somewhere today, tonight, inshallah. So wherever you are, the men, especially after Maghrib, not after 30 minutes and then. After your Maghrib, you read Maghrib there on time, you read your two sunnah, the Muqaddah, and go look for the moon. Inshallah, Inshallah, as he said, recited somewhere, then tomorrow, Monday, Inshallah, will be Eid al-Fitr, Inshallah. A very, very sad incident took place yesterday. Hafiz Shu'aib Sattariya, Maulana Ahmad Sattariya's son, they ran a filling station, the crooks came and so forth, and they tried to steal. So he was acting in self-defense. You know, South African police, hopeless, useless. Instead of getting the criminals, they arrested him. He's back home now, Alhamdulillah, Hafiz Shu'aib, you understood, Sattariya. But look at how they work. The person who's the victim, he gets arrested, and the crooks and criminals get away scot-free. So that is what happens. Today, inshallah, between 2 and 4, we will have the Q&A also with Maulana Khalid Yaqub. And don't forget to scan the sky this evening. After Maghrib, you scan, you read your Maghrib, everything, normal time, all that after half an hour, all that Maghrib, Maghrib, we reject it, what that it deserves. And remember that we say that inshallah Allah be khair, the moon will be sighted. We don't sight it anywhere, then our Maulana Masood Parker is there in harmless work. So we got the hope in all Majallah, Jalla Allah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teaching, then harmless work. So harmless work, it gives hope also inshallah.